Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Hi, Nikki. Good afternoon. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. How are you today?
Doing well. Excited to talk about certification with you and this afternoon. I know you're on the recertification committee with the CESP, which is the Certified Employment Support Professional. So we'll talk about that today and where the certification is kind of headed in the future. And I don't know, you've been such a great advocate for it over the last few years. I had the opportunity to join the Colorado APSE board meeting last month, and you were talking about CESP. So I'm sure we'll have a great conversation today.
Yes, ma'am. Very excited about CESP and really pushing to have all staff at Pueblo Diversified Industries certified as direct support professionals and support professionals for employment.
Yeah. Tell me, so you mentioned your organization, but share where you are. I mentioned Colorado, but, and where you work, what you do. That'd be awesome.
So I'm at Pueblo Diversified Industries in Pueblo, Colorado, and I am the senior director of programs here at PDI for short. Pueblo Diversified Industries serves about 157 folks on average each day in a variety of different services. And one of those services is vocational services. So we are also a vendor for Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. So we receive referrals from them, as well as some of our folks who enroll here under other services, when they begin to talk about their wanting to go out and work in the community, then we make that connection for them and with them to DVR so that they can go ahead and start their vocational discovery and go from there.
So you provide lots of opportunities at PDI. It's not just employment, but
correct.
What are some of the other services that are provided, and how does someone get into that employment? You know, who encourages them, or are people self-identifying that they want to find a job opportunity?
Mm-hmm. Many folks do. So Kari, we have a wide variety of needs that go across each person that we serve. Some come to us looking for life enhancement skills. Some come looking for specific for vocational skills. Some come for socialization. And we provide services for residential programming as well. But what we have found most commonplace, a common denominator amongst the folks we serve, is their need for their independence. And one of those needs to becoming independent is being self-sufficient and or in their income, or finding a supplemental income. Mm-hmm. And many have never explored what it means to work and being able to have autonomy over where they work and why they are performing the tasks that they're performing, and the decision to perhaps change jobs. A lot of folks come with the preconception that they must accept something that's offered to them, when we all have job choices, right? We all go on interviews Then we choose the interviews for positions that we want or have a desire to work at, and we compete for that job. So the folks we serve, they're no different. You know, they want to be able to have those same opportunities as everyone else, and we help them to get that done. And having the CESP behind each of our vocational staff helps to ensure that they are receiving that standardized training to make sure that each person is receiving a service that is not just person-centered, but with the direct purpose of helping them obtain that goal of community-integrated employment.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you hit on a few really important pieces there of some of the preconceived notions that individuals with disabilities may experience or have coming into thinking about employment, mm-hmm. and the choice piece as well of competing for a job that you are interested in and also meets your skills. So you touched on discovery too in those processes. Tell me more about what a vocational employment staff member does at PDI.
Okay, so let's say that we have someone coming in for the first time and saying that they are interested in employment, and perhaps they don't quite know what they want to do, but they do have some skills. Everybody has skills, right? Discovering what those skills are is one thing, but taking someone out into the community who has never actually been behind the scenes of a organization that they typically visit, let's say Target, let's mm-hmm. say, just as an example. So someone may go into a Target store and they are a shopper at Target. They go in, they get what they need. They're going to go to different departments, find what they need. They're going to load it in their cart. They're going to go to the register. They're going to check out, and then they're going to go home. But what actually happens behind the scenes at Target? You know, who are the employees at Target? What exactly does each employee in each department do? Well, I like to shop, so I kind of like to know what each person does. I'm going to be honest. I like to shop. So I'm going to I'm also interested in how the things operate at the places where I like to shop. I want to know what each person's job responsibilities are. I mean, where do they start and where do they end? So I'm interested in all those things, but I'm also interested in what each environment feels like to me. Okay. So like I can go into my favorite coffee shop, and it's probably my favorite coffee shop because, number one, I love coffee. Mm-hmm. But number two, it's about the atmosphere. It's about the conversation that's happening. Is it nice and quiet and subdued? Is the music soft and mellow? Are they playing hard rock? Are they playing rap music? Each one of those things is going to be very different to my particular taste. Is the lighting to my comfort level, or is it too bright, or is it too dark? Every workplace that we go in and discover for ourselves, whether we like it, whether we like the atmosphere, whether we are comfortable around the other members of staff, we have to make those determinations for ourselves, but we also have to give the person that we are providing those services to the opportunity to say, hey, I love this environment, and this is all the reasons why I love it, or I don't like this environment, and this is why. Mm-hmm. So it's important to go look at all the locations that someone has, not just an interest, but skills where they can go ahead and contribute to the organization, right? Mm-hmm. And find a place where they would be comfortable to work. Because if I go into a place and it's too cold for me, I'm not going to have a good day. I want to, you know, I want to come out of there and it's not going to be a good day. And I'm probably going to say, you know what, I don't think I want to work here anymore because I just can't wear a winter coat all year long. So again, making sure that we are just as attuned to the wants and needs of each person that we serve as we would be to ourselves and what would be comfortable for us.
Yeah, that's really important, the environmental considerations. And they're often things that we take for granted because it's a unspoken workplace culture sometimes. You just naturally find that. And particularly when job searching with people with disabilities, you have to do that exploration within the community, observing different workplaces, different job descriptions and tasks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
But the environmental piece is sometimes the more intangible or maybe not discussed as much. So I appreciate that you took it in that direction. And I too love coffee. So, and I too am curious about workplaces in the same way that you are. Do you feel like that's what brought you to this field? Is it that curiosity or how did you get into this?
I don't know. Well, working with persons with diverse abilities has always been, it's always been part of my life. I'm even in high school. And I just love people. I love work. I love to work myself, and I just value everybody, and I feel like everybody should have the same opportunities across the board, regardless of who we are, where we came from, and what we can or cannot do. If somebody wants to, you know, spread their wings and fly, who is anyone to say no, right? I just like to help make sure that everybody's, if they have dreams and aspirations, then why can't we help make them come true?
You touched on discovery too in those processes. Tell me more about what a vocational employment staff member does at PDI.
My staff is amazing. They believe absolutely everyone can learn, everyone can work, and I love that. I think everyone has to have that open heart, open mind, and I don't even know how else to say it, Kari. It's it has to be something intrinsic. You know, you have to want it as bad as the person that you're helping. Because if you're not feeling it and if you're not seeing it, then chances are you're going to be your own roadblock. So my staff is amazing. Again, they know that the job markets vary everywhere between counties and states. And they know that population of persons with diverse abilities who are seeking community integrated employment they're going to vary as well, because I mean, just like anyone else, we all vary.
Right.
So we need to make sure that the services that each person is getting, again, regardless of geographic location, receives those consistent services. You know, when everyone is working so hard for something, it's you want to make sure that that consistency and that standardized training and follow through is there, because we don't want to leave any stones unturned. When you leave a stone unturned, then that's when things get forgotten or an opportunity is missed. And nobody wants to miss those opportunities. Anybody. Absolutely anybody. If I were out looking for another place of employment, which I never will, I think they'll have to fire me immediately. But if I were, you know, out looking for additional employment or other employment for myself, I wouldn't want to leave any stones unturned for me. So why would we allow it to happen for someone else? We need to make sure that everyone gets that fair shot. And being a employment support professional helps to ensure that that happens.
Absolutely, that people receive supports in their employment journey that are shown to lead to the best outcomes, which are people working in real jobs for real pay.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned how the labor market is different everywhere in, you know, systems of how you work through employment supports and what services you apply for and mm-hmm. what documentation you do for each thing is all different. But the consistency among that is a standard of service.
Right. It is. It is.
Talk more about that. I mean, share how that's impacted the work that you do, the work that you observe your staff do. Did you go through initial training with them? How do you train those staff?
So we start out with shadowing, job shadowing for all vocational staff, because of course you have to have that experience under your belt, that shadowing experience, and at least for 2 years prior to seeking your certification. The shadowing with another employment support professional, getting to know rules, regulations, obviously getting to know each person that served. So reading case files, reading notes, getting to know the family, getting to know other persons that are important in that person's life, because they are also supports for those employment purposes. And that in itself, in addition to getting to know the community, et cetera, is a large responsibility just when working with one person. So each person that we are training in vocational services is really concentrating on a small number of persons to learn about and work with over the course of their first year. And then we work continuously with that person through the second year. And then we start to allow them to be the job coach with the shadow, kind of standing back, but observing and providing encouragements or direction where needed. And again, keeping the circle of communication, including the family members or guardians, et cetera, getting to know more about workplaces, and then making that circle a little bit bigger, because then you've got your workplaces involved in that also, right? Mm. So how can we get the accommodations for somebody's transportation to a potential place of employment that they are really seeking, and the employer is then potentially working with, yes, we would like to have this person on. However, this, you know, the shift doesn't end until 4:30, but, you know, transportation options end at 4. So bringing in those other details and connections and getting everybody on board, those are all the things. Well, they're not all of them, because that's just a few of them, but those are things that have to be considered with every person individually. They have to be considered with every position. They have to be learned by every vocational service provider. It's never the same day. It's never the same work with one person as it is with another person, because all the factors are going to be very different. So again, bringing it back into the person-centered services of this, while getting to know how to job coach, getting to know how to observe and document and report and perhaps make changes to a service delivery in order to better suit that person. That's only part of being an effective job coach and employment specialist, because there's a million factors to it. So having that continuous training with shadowing staff is highly important. And then reading all the different case laws and reading your DVR manuals and everything, and then actually putting all of those things in practice, and then going and getting your exam. When you pass that exam, it's glorious, because it's like, holy cow, I made all the pieces come together. But our staff is really, really great in the training and the shadowing that they're providing the folks who are going to go get their exam, because they have also received the same training. They've received the same shadowing. Of course, it's been with different people that we're serving, because they're always going to change. Everything is always going to change, and that's okay. But the process and how you do it doesn't change.
Right.
The communications that you use doesn't change. The connections that you make don't change, right? The documentation that you perform doesn't change, or the process of that documentation doesn't change. So while there are many wheels that are constantly turning, there are those that are static.
Yeah, I mean, you're describing the consistency of training and the multitude, many, many factors that play into employment that are not necessarily just employment. But in order to do the job effectively and support someone in work, you have to be knowledgeable in many different areas. That process of training through shadowing and, you know, starting to work with more people so that you're getting more experiences and different funding streams, or different, you know, people of different backgrounds and working with different industries in different businesses. It gives you more and more experience as an employment support professional.
Absolutely. And more connections throughout the community as well. And one of the wonderful things about that is when you do have those successful stories out in the community, and, you know, your business owners, they're talking with one another, you know, and they're like, hey, where can I find reliable staff? I know where you can go. You know, it's great. So we end up with business owners or managers from larger businesses calling us and saying, you know, hey, I'm looking for some employees, you know. So sometimes they go ahead and open up open interview days and invite us to head on down to that. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, you become a trusted and reliable partner with businesses in your area, and
absolutely,
that consistency in how you approach it. And, you know, CESP, APSE is very much focused on the abilities of people, not on the charity of hiring individuals with. So becoming that go-between sometimes, or support in making that connection between the businesses that need support, need talented staff and labor, and people that want to work and have skills.
Right.
I hope that folks that are listening find value in hearing how different providers across the U.S. are working, and some of the importance in that training piece too. I think you hit on that pretty strongly as well. So thank you, Nikki, for joining on the APSE podcast. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Kari. I really appreciate you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all that you do.
Well, with that, let's make sure we encourage people to listen and subscribe and then rate and review the podcast. That helps other people find it. So thanks again, Nikki, for joining. And I'm sure we'll be talking soon again about CESP since you're involved in everything. So I'll see you at our next committee meeting.
Yes, Kari, thank you.